thousand other strangers. Hot like driven cattle, speeding through a maze. Rattling and lurching, reading poetry in motion. A muffled speaker tells us to expect the
In Transit is a new Broadway musical about a group of young people trying to make it in New York. Like most people here, they're always in a rush to get where they're going, and like many a young person in a musical, they frequently burst into song along the way. But there the similarity ends, because even when they're rushing, they're always in harmony, and when they do sing, it's a cappella, no orchestra or musical instruments of any kind, except the human voice, which, as it turns out, is more than enough to score an exhilarating, joyful show. It's at the Circle in the Square Theater on West 50th Street, and joining us now to talk about it are director Kathleen Marshall, co-creator and writer Sarah Wordsworth, and Aaron Mackey, who plays a character based on Sarah in the show. Welcome to our show.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Should I assume that this is the first a cappella Broadway musical?
Yes, it is.
Is that because the union rules say that you have to pay for musicians if you have a musical?
I don't know if that is the reason, but that is true.
Nobody was ever crazy enough to attempt it before.
And I think, you know, a cappella singing has is so much in our culture now. You know, there's so many people who have a connection to it. Either they sang in a choir, an a cappella group in high school or college. But now with movies like Pitch Perfect and with the sing-off vocal competitions, a cappella has really become very modern and contemporary and hip.
Well, it's been around a long time. A cappella refers to a chapel choir in Italian. We associate it with barbershop quartet, with doo-wop when in early rock and roll, and then television shows like Glee, the school chorus, Gregorian chants, on the other hand.
Yeah.
Is it fair to say that what you're doing incorporates sounds other than what we normally think of in this context?
Yeah, I think that what we are doing, we sort of call contemporary a cappella, which the movement of contemporary a cappella was really, it really came about in the collegiate world, I would say. And of course, we had a lot of a cappella groups in colleges, the Yale Whiff and Poof, date back through history. But what we are doing is sort of a sound that incorporates drumming. So we have a vocal percussionist, a beatboxer in the show, and we take.
So that goes out of hip hop.
Exactly. And any style of music can be a cappella. But the contemporary music is very pop-driven, very hip-hop-driven. And so we explore that in the show.
And one of my producers suggested that we invite only the percussive people, and they could answer each question with a different sound.
They could.
They absolutely could.
They could, yeah.
Now, did this grow out of a college singing group?
It did. Well, this grew out of a post-collegiate a cappella group. We were a group of friends. And we were all theater makers and music makers in one way or another. And we decided to get together and form this a cappella group.
Kathleen, can you give us a bit of a plot synopsis? Is the theme everybody's trying to get somewhere physically and emotionally? And
the
subway's a good metaphor for that?
Absolutely. Everybody is actually in transit. They're a group of young people who are trying to get somewhere, and they feel stuck, and they're trying to move forward and figure out how to move forward. And there's Erin's character is she can tell you about Allie, who's moved across the country to live with a guy, and that relationship has ended. And there's a young actress who is working as a temp, trying to get her first big break. There's a young man who's lost his job and is trying to figure out how to move forward. There's a young couple who are engaged, Stephen and Trent, but Trent hasn't been able to talk to his family because his family is a very sort of fundamentalist family about their relationship. So everybody's trying to move forward. And one of the kind of feelings of the show is that you can't move forward until you're content with where you are. And then maybe you can opportunity will open up for you.
How many characters and how many performers?
11 actors in the show who do everything. I mean, we call them quadruple threats because they act, they sing, they dance, and they are the band. They are the musicians.
And Erin, your character, as we said, is based on Sarah, although not her name. Did you try to learn a lot about her on the side so you could play the part convincingly?
Well, it's based off, I know, something that happened to Sarah, and Sarah is also a runner, and my character is a runner. She runs a marathon, the New York City Marathon. But I've just gotten to know Sarah over the years. But I think Allie has evolved into her own person as well. But inspired by.
So but Sarah actually ran. How many marathons you ran?
I've run two full marathons, including the New York City Marathon. Yeah. But I have this, the head of the musical theater writing program at the BMI workshop, Pat Cook. He likes to say, don't write about yourself. You are not interesting enough. So,
but did someone break your heart when you first came to New York?
Indeed. Indeed, that did happen. You know, so we...
They say there's a broken heart for every light of
there Broadway. Is. You know, and I think that what's... In Transit tells a lot of universal stories. You know, we... everybody can identify with either they have had a broken heart or they've lost a job or, you know... The themes that we explore in Transit, I think, are very universal, and people see themselves in the stories.
How long have you and your friends been working on this show?
Well, the original songs were written in the year 2000, so almost 16 years.
And you've performed it before, but now transposed it to Broadway?
Yes. So when we first began, we never set out to write a Broadway show. It was really a we were writing songs to sort of perform in our set of cover songs, of pop and rock songs. And we were writing original story songs about New York. And right after 9/11, we got together and decided that we really wanted to say something positive about New York. And we had enough songs at that point for a song cycle. And that's the original version opened as a cabaret.
Do you write songs to be sung a cappella differently than if you know that you're going to have musical accompaniment to lean on?
Yes and no. I would say dramatically, you don't write them differently. You're writing for character, or you come up with a hook, you come up with a melody. So the basics are the same, but because we know we want to utilize as many voices as possible, you eventually have to say what syllables are they going to be using, what role are they serving in the song, are they commenting on the soloist, are they a part of what the soloist is saying. So it gets more complicated down the road, but the initial process is the same.
Kathleen, you've said that this is the wonderful town of our age.
Well, I do. I think of this as a kind of modern Compton and Green musical because it really sort of takes the big city and turns it into a small town. And it turns out that all of these characters' lives intersect and overlap in all kinds of interesting and emotional ways. And I think that's what Compton and Green did in their shows. They did so many shows like Wonderful Town and On the Town and Bells Are Ringing that are Valentine's to New York City. And I think that's what In Transit is, a modern Valentine to New York.
And Erin, did you think of yourself as a singer who is acting on Broadway or an actor who is singing?
Oh, gosh. They're so connected. It's hard to think of them kind of separately almost. But certainly in this show, having a very solid musical background is incredibly helpful. Singing a cappella is unlike singing in any other show I've ever done. And In Transit is my first experience singing a cappella.
And how do you wind up finding out what key you're in? Can you use a pitch pipe or a tuning fork?
We use in-ear monitors. So we have custom-made monitors in our ears so we can hear one another throughout the show because we're not always on stage together. Very often we're changing clothes backstage, we're walking through the bombs and the wings, and we're doing all sorts of things. And so we get a pitch through those.
Is it true that the actors often have to continue singing even when they're off stage and changing their costumes?
Oh, constantly. I sing.
There's a whole other show going
on
backstage.
There's a whole show happening. I mean, I besides playing Allie, I play six or seven other characters. And so I'm constantly changing clothes, and we have to continue to support one another musically.
And then there are some songs where you all have to start at the exact same moment. Again, the cue is through your ear?
Yeah, it's through our ears. We have our conductor and musical supervisor, Rick Kip Flores. He cues us through our ears, and he gives us a 3-4, and then we start.
Sarah, there a lot of people use this as a way of, to tell their stories. Isn't there a character who has a problem coming out to his family and that he came out through the play?
Well, I would say, you know, all of the stories were inspired by our original a cappella group initially. And then as
none of them are in this production?
They are. The stories still are. But what happened over the years was in 2008, we did the Eugene O'Neill Musical Theater Writing Conference. And the artistic director, Paulette Haupt, suggested that for the first time, we step out of the roles ourselves and have actors so that we could see the characters as characters and not as just extensions of our own stories. So the stories grew and they changed and we could develop new characters. So that was a really pivotal moment for the writing of the show.
Kathleen, when did you get involved with this show? Had it already been performed?
Yeah, I got involved about a year ago. There'd already been there was an off-Broadway production about 5 years ago,
2010.
Mm-hmm. And but since then, the show's been really rewritten and a lot of new songs and four new characters added. So I came on board about a year ago. So I'm sort of the newbie in the group. But it's amazing how it's evolved, and even during the process of previews, Sarah and Kristen and Russ and James Allen have continued to rewrite constantly. I mean, we were putting in new musical material, new dialogue. We were making trims. I mean, we worked right up to the 11th hour. Yeah.
Is the go to New York City and make it an actual musical theater genre? I'm thinking Wonderful Town, yeah. Rent, although this is a lot less depressing than Rent.
Yeah, a little happier ending.
It is, yeah.
But I think that, you know, it's wonderful to do a contemporary show about New York in New York City. I mean, we're at the Circle in the Square, and I love it because it's the only theater that's actually underground. You have to go downstairs to get to the theater. And then you see this show that mostly takes a place in and around the subway, and then you've got to come back up, and you're in New York, and you're in the world that we've just been depicting on stage.
Erin, what were you told about the show when you were sent to audition?
Yeah, I started working on this show about 4 years ago and kind of helped everyone develop it over these last 4 years.
Did you audition without accompaniment?
I auditioned with accompaniment, actually, at first. And then we had to do a group singing.
Sight reading.
Yeah, sight reading of our opening number. And that was quite eye-opening. I was like, oh, straight tone?
It's easy to weed people out then.
Yeah.
If you do that.
Yes, so I was told the show was about New Yorkers, and I read the breakdown for Allie. I read the script, and I just immediately felt connected to it.
Does the show require different talents than many regular shows?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
First of all, people have to be able to hold their
the
part.
Yeah, the musicianship of all of the actors in the show is incredible. And also the way they connect to each other. I've never done a show in which the cast is so connected to each other and dependent on each other. You know, a lot of times you can play a part in a show and you do two scenes in the first act and two scenes in the second act, and you don't see everybody in the company till the curtain call, you know, because you go to your dressing room and you're passing like ships in the night as the next people are coming on for their scene. And in this show, they are completely dependent on each other throughout the evening.
The set is a subway car, and I love the MetroCard costume. I predict it'll be auctioned off someday for who cares.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's fabulous.
Clint Ramos did design a dress that's made out of MetroCards, entirely out of MetroCards. It's like an unconventional challenge on Project Runway.
Oh, and Moya Angelou works it.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that everybody who now is involved in the show thinks a cappella is the way to go for the future.
Yes, it's so easy.
And it's kind of amazing for our standbys, our understudies, who most of them understudy several parts. And so they have to learn a completely different track for each part. I mean, it's 11-part harmony. It's really amazing.
Yeah, it's kind of
11-part harmony? Usually it's just 4-part harmony for
I know.
A cappella.
And what's kind of incredible is that more or less we are the instruments for the show, for the number. So we are – it's not your traditional harmony. It's not like we're just in thirds. Or
yeah,
it's,
right.
You know, in on the
one,
fifth.
Three, five, eight.
Nope. It's far more complicated. So that is big challenge for this.
Do you see a cappella bars in the future instead of karaoke bars?
That sounds fun.
You know, what's wonderful like is that Deke Sharon, who's done all of our musical arrangements, you know, he's done all kinds of arrangements that are out there in the world, and people do get together and sort of just, you know, and now it's becoming a real art of people who can sight read and read a cappella.
I'm assuming this is an open run?
Yes, we are an open run.
Because I always feel sad when I say, and the show will be running until January 7th or something like that. Don't have to say that to any of you.
No, we're there at the Circle and Square. Yeah.
And the Circle and Square is on West 50th Street and?
Between Broadway and 8th Avenue. We're right next door to Wicked.
Thank you so much for being on our show. Kathleen Marshall directed In Transit. Sarah Wordsworth is one of its creators, and Aaron Mackey is one of its stars. It's been a pleasure having you on our show.
Thank you so much.
And by the way, we have a link to all the ticket information on our show page at wmyc.org/locate.
Great. Come see us.
Just look at all these people colliding for a moment. I've trained myself to justice.